prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and basically, we have a very real problem in America. We have people who have actually taken control of our government who have a different world agenda. And, of course, if you read the writings, we have a book called The Secret Destiny of America, written by Manly P. Hall, who is a Satanist. But he's really an excellent source of information. And in this book, he talks about how, you know, for 3,000 years, there have been men working through secret societies throughout the world with this dream of bringing about a series of democratic societies in all the nations of the world. And, of course, these people had come to America. They had actually come here 150 years before the Revolutionary War, and their purpose was to use America as the basis for the establishment of this age-old plan of creating world government. He talks about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the symbol of the mystery and religions, and how there's no other explanation for it being on the back of the Great Seal of the United States if it were not that America had been targeted to lead the path to this one-world government, which is why today we have our troops stationed in some 131 nations. We have special forces, specially trained assassins in 75 nations, 721 foreign military bases. We spend more money for our military than all the rest of the world put together. We kill world leaders who don't go along with us. If you haven't read Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, we carry it. We have some interviews with him, a four-tape set on Economic Hitman. This is not imaginary, it's real. And, of course, the purpose of so much of what's going on is to impoverish the American people. This is why we reward the corporations that move overseas. They don't have to pay any income tax over there. They have to pay a 35% income tax here. This is not stupidity. This is not simply engineered by the corporations. This is part of the plan to drive American corporations overseas, to send our wealth overseas. And it's all because we've forgotten, of course, what the Constitution is about. And we have people in Washington, D.C. who are frankly subversives. Of course, the last thing they want is for the American people to learn about their plans to destroy this nation. They're doing a pretty good job of it, ladies and gentlemen. They're doing a pretty good job. And until we get back to our Constitution and a belief in what our founding fathers gave us, then we will certainly continue moving down this path towards a totalitarian America in the New World Order. Well, with that as a background, our special guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. If you're interested, we carry the book, The Secret Destiny of America. It's available You have to ask for it special. It's not on a regular mailing list. It's a special catalog. Because it is a book written by a Satanist, but we carry the book for the researcher who really wants to understand what is going on today. Well, David Whitney, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, it's my privilege and pleasure, Dr. Stan. It's always great to be with you and with your great audience, people who care enough to think about what's happening to our country and analyze in light of what our founders said was the purpose of government, which, very simply put, the founders had a view of government that you could rightly call the American view, and you're exactly right that most people in Washington, D.C. do not hold that view any longer. In fact, they hold the opposite view. What the American view is that first there is a creator God, the one who brought the world into existence, the one who is the sovereign ruler who has established all the laws of the universe, including the moral laws, not just the physical laws. There is a creator God. Secondly, our rights come from him, and those rights are all based upon his law, because it says thou shalt not steal, then that means there is a right to own property. Personal private property is part of God's law. In contrast to what the communists or others would have you believe, that you can't have any personal property. God says you can. He's the creator, he's the boss, and they're a bunch of liars, thieves, and charlatans. But so there is a creator God. Our rights come from him. And the third proposition is that the only purpose, the sole purpose of human civil government is to secure and protect those God-given rights. That's all it's to do, nothing more. And it's not to be involved in anything other than just securing those God-given rights. And they put those thoughts on paper in that great document called the unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America. And they did so because, as they say in that document, that they wanted the whole world to know the reasons which impelled them to the separation with Great Britain. They just weren't going to go off half-cocked. They had reasons for separating from the King of England and the Parliament of England, and they said that it was necessary to dissolve the political bands which connected them with that power. And they did so, and the very important basis for them making that decision was the laws of nature and of nature's God. The laws of nature and nature's God, they said, entitled them to this separation, to establish separate and equal station. And what that phrase, laws of nature, nature's God, is much confused and misunderstood today because, obviously, Charles Darwin's book on the origin of species made many people think, well, the laws of nature, well, that's evolution. No, not according to our founders. Remember, their founders are writing in 1776, not 1859, when Darwin published his work. Instead, our founders meant by those two phrases, the laws of nature and nature's God, what their law teacher, William Blackstone, was teaching, and what John Locke was teaching, and Montesquieu was teaching, the three most often quoted authors other than the Bible of our founders, Blackstone, Montesquieu, and Locke, they explained to us these phrases, the laws of nature and of nature's God, as human conscience that God has placed in every human being, an understanding of his reality, that God exists, and of his laws, that the laws thou shalt not steal and so forth. Every human being knows those in his conscience because God has written his law on the heart of humankind. And the Bible tells us that that's the case. Romans chapter 2 verses 14 and 15 tell us that God's written his law on the heart of every human being in the entire world. So that's the laws of nature, the first phrase. The laws of nature's God, that second phrase, is a reference to the Bible. And we know that from William Blackstone, who talked about the two forms of law, the laws of nature and nature's God, and revealed law. So those two categories of law are the foundation upon which our founders constructed this constitutional republic.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here with our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. Now, basically, the history of the era before the Constitution is so important. John Locke was a philosopher. He's writing in the 1600s, mid-1600s. He's writing from a Christian perspective, and he's an Englishman. He's writing about why men have a right to be free, and it's because there is a God. And it's nature's God, nature's law. And he talks about this natural law, which gives men the right to be free. And it was based upon, in large part, the writings of John Locke, a Christian philosopher writing in 1650, that 100 years later, 125 years later, why Thomas Jefferson wrote the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, talking about nature's God and nature's law. So everybody at that time knew what he was talking about. God placed in the hearts of men this desire to be free. And Americans had a right to be free because this was God's gift to people. Then, of course, during the next century, Blackstone was writing and taking up on these Lockean ideas. And, of course, Jefferson echoed that as well. But Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence with the thought and philosophy of mind of these Christian writers, even though Jefferson was not an evangelical Christian, although I think he would do much closer to Christianity as he grew older. He had been a victim of a liberal education. He was a rationalist. But certainly he was basing the wording of the Declaration of Independence upon the writings of Christian philosophers. With that as a background, David, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, and in that unanimous declaration of the 13 United States, they say we hold these truths to be self-evident. And so the truths that we've just summarized in those three statements before the break, they would say these truths are so obvious, so apparent that they don't need us to argue in their behalf. We don't need to present anything as to their proof. They are self-evident. It's self-evident that God exists. It's self-evident that he created mankind. It's self-evident that he established the laws of the universe, the moral laws as well as the physical laws. And it's self-evident that government exists only to secure those God-given rights. And that last statement, that government only exists to secure those God-given rights, is a shocker for most Americans to really think seriously about. Because we've come to assume that government exists to do all kinds of things that have nothing to do with our God-given rights. Whether it's determining how much water you flush down your toilet. Now, what God-given right is that? That's not connected. That's stealing your God-given right to control water in your own home and so forth. So there's so much that we've come to assume that government is supposed to do. After all, we all assume that public water, that's the government's job to give us safe water, and it's the government's job to provide a sewer service. Why? Why couldn't a private corporation do that? Why couldn't people contract together themselves and organize something and do that themselves, or have a company do that they hire, than to have a civil human government? And our founders knew from their study of history, and they were very adept at studying ancient history, both the Greek Republic and the Greek Empire that followed, as well as the Roman Republic, the Roman Empire, and all of European history. They knew too well that government is a dangerous force. In fact, George Washington likened it to a fire. It's a wonderful tool when it's in the fireplace. Oh, but government outside the fireplace will burn everything down. And so you want to give human civil government the smallest job that it was designed to handle. That is what God assigned human government to handle. And really, those come down to two jobs, and only two jobs. That is to establish justice. How do you establish justice? Well, you punish injustice. You punish wrongdoing on the part of people. You punish people when they violate the laws of nature and nature's God. When they steal from their neighbor, you force them to make restitution and appropriately punish them, and so on. So the first job of government is to establish justice. The second job of government is really just to simply defend the borders of the country. That is, defend it from other armies that would invade or brigands that would come through. In a sense, they're just adopting the same principles, but on a larger scale. So instead of defending the individual's right to own property, they're defending the country's right to maintain its borders, that is, to keep from being robbed by marauding armies that want to come across the border. Those are the only two jobs of government. And if we were to keep government to those two small jobs, all this brouhaha today about the debt crisis, it wouldn't exist. I mean, if we went back to government just doing those two jobs on the federal, the state, and the local level, wow, Americans would keep most of their money. They wouldn't be paying 80% of their income in federal, state, and local taxes, as is currently the case for many people, even more than 80%. So our founders knew that if you let government get big, if you let it get outside those God-ordained boundaries for human civil government, government is going to be a threat to your God-given rights, not the protector of your God-given rights. And so it was very, very clear that what they're stating there in the Declaration, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that word unalienable means it cannot be taken away from you. In fact, you cannot even voluntarily give it up. So you have a God-given inalienable right or unalienable right to your liberty, to freedom. And you don't have even the freedom to give up that liberty and choose to be a slave. You might think you do, but you don't. And indeed, people might violate your God-given rights, but they are not doing so justly. They're doing so in violation of the laws of the universe as well. So we have certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that last phrase is important to understand what they meant by that pursuit of happiness originally. The language proposed by Thomas Jefferson, that the Committee of Five then worked on, the original proposal was just to follow the Lockean formula, John Locke's formula of life, liberty, property. Those are the three most important and first, in a sense, God-given rights, life, liberty, and property. But they recognized, the rest of the committee, as they looked at Jefferson's language, that property might be interpreted as too limiting, just talking about a physical piece of property. You know, I've got an acre of land here, and so, okay, the purpose of government is to protect my right to keep that acre of land and to own it and so forth. But they realize there's other rights connected to ownership of property that really you could call your economic rights. You have an economic right to choose what job you want to pursue, what type of employment you want to enter into, and what type of work, and you have a right to keep the fruits of your labor. And so there's a whole series of connected economic rights that were the focus of what they were saying in this phrase, the pursuit of happiness. And notice it's the pursuit of happiness. It's not the guarantee that you will achieve that. It's not the guarantee that you'll achieve a certain level of income or a certain amount of property or, you know, the socialist or the communist thing that everybody's on an equal playing field. No, no, no. That's not what they're saying here. You have the right to pursue it. And we're going to protect your God-given right to pursue all of your economic liberties. And again, it's focused on economic liberties. I was testifying before a House committee here in our state, state of Maryland, on issues related to sodomites' desire to gain special rights for sodomites. They're a big deal all around the country. And so I was defending the founder's view, and I was astonished to hear one sodomite express that this phrase here in the Declaration of Independence, that the government's purpose was to secure our unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because the pursuit of happiness for him was sodomy, therefore government had to protect sodomy. Like, oh, what? That is not at all what our founders meant by that phrase. That's a complete distortion of that phrase. There's nothing in their mind in any way said that you had the right to do wrong. You didn't have the right to steal somebody's property. You didn't have the right to commit fornication or sodomy. You didn't have the right to do anything in violation of God's law. You only had the right to be protected in your God-given rights. And you don't have any God-given rights to do what is wrong according to God's law. So it's very clear that our founders would be just abhorrent of what kind of interpretations are being foisted today upon their phrasing here in this unanimous declaration. Now, they continue that to secure these rights, what rights? Those God-given rights. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So a government that is a legitimate government must have the consent of those who are under its authority. That if the people under its authority say, no, this is not a legitimate government any longer, this government is not in existence to serve us. It's in existence to serve the banksters. It's the owners of the Federal Reserve. And its existence is to enrich those in Washington, D.C., the politicians and all their hangers-on that gain enormous wealth. If that's no longer for we the people a just government that exists for protecting our God-given rights, if we withdraw our consent, then the government does not have any legitimacy any longer. And that's what they were saying with King George III and his government over the colonies, that it was no longer a legitimate government because the people were withdrawing their consent from that government. And this is really a shocking idea, particularly to many Americans today. That I've talked to, I can't count the number of people I've spoken with that said that, David, what you're talking about is a rebellion, and you're rebelling against government. It's like, well, no, this is not a rebellion against government because government is by consent of the governed. And if we the people consent together and say that Washington, D.C. is no longer serving us, we need to turn it out, we need to replace it, we can replace it with a constitutional government, because obviously they're not following the Constitution of Washington, D.C. any longer. If we replace all the people there and force them to obey the Constitution, we have the right to do that, because government is only by consent of the governed. And along that same lines, of course, they say that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, what ends? Well, again, the purpose of government is to secure and protect your God-given rights. If it does not secure and it does not protect your God-given rights, it's the right of the people to, as they go on to say, the right of the people to alter that government or to abolish that government and institute new government, laying its foundations on principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. But the beauty we have here in America, we don't need to alter the technically legal government. We do not need to abolish it because we already have it on paper. The Constitution of these United States is a government that, if it were followed, would secure and protect our God-given rights. If it were obeyed by those in the White House and in the Supreme Court and in the Congress and in the State House of each of the 50 states and so on, if it were obeyed, it would bring us the freedom and the liberty that our founders designed instead of the kind of tyranny that we suffer under today. So we actually don't need to abolish the existing government. We just need to restore it to its proper bounds, and those proper bounds are clearly laid down in our Constitution. And we're looking here this morning at the Declaration of Independence because that
expresses very clearly what the foundation or what the presuppositions are upon which our Constitution rests. And that's one of the greatest tricks of the deceivers in our day, is they get people to ignore the Declaration of Independence, and then they've twisted all the meanings of the words of our Constitution to mean the opposite of what they actually mean. And they've accomplished in the eyes and the minds of most Americans a coup, because most Americans think, I can't understand the Constitution. It's too complicated. It takes a law degree. It takes a law professor, you know, like Obama, who was supposedly teaching law. Nah, he wasn't teaching law. That's a farce. He's teaching unlaw. But it takes some of these experts to explain to us what the Constitution means. And no, it does not. The average citizen should be able to understand the Constitution, and if we can regain that understanding, then we can restore our constitutional republic, which is exactly what we're seeking to do at Institute on the Constitution.
Well, now, you do a great job there, and it's so vitally important people understand the law of the land is our Constitution. It is simply that the subversive element has taken control of our educational system, of our media, and of our churches. And as a result, of course, most people don't even understand the Constitution. That's why the message of the Institute of the Constitution is so important. We'll be back in a moment.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is pointing Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. Now, before we go on, David, I'd like you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute, how they can get your material, and they can start teaching the Constitution to their friends and neighbors. If America is going to be saved, it's going to have to be saved, first of all, by people who care. And first, if you're going to care, you're going to want to make sure that everybody understands what America is about. It's about our Constitution. It's the only thing that makes America different than any other nation. The subversive element has made sure that you have never heard the truth about our Constitution. It is the law of our land. And if we enforce that law, first thing we would do would be to charge most of the people in Washington, D.C. of subversion, because they know that they're violating the oath they swore to uphold, and they're doing it because they think they can get away with it. Once the American people understand why we are a free people, and that the people in Washington, D.C. are subversive, and I'm speaking of many members of our Congress, many members of the executive branch and of the legislative branch, these people should be arrested for subversion and tried and convicted and sent to prison so we can regain our freedom. Go right ahead, David. How can people learn about the Constitution?
We're very encouraged as people all across the country are coming to Institute on the Constitution to purchase usually our host kit, which is a simple way that anyone with any group of people can communicate these principles. We don't say you're teaching, you're really hosting a class, because Professor John Eidsmo is doing 12 lectures and then 2 lectures by David Barton, historian David Barton, that give people a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. We include in that host kit one copy of the student manual, a thorough outline of the entire lectures, as well as test questions and supplemental reading materials, everything a student needs to take the course. And then we include what we call a host manual, instructions to a person hosting the class, answers to all the test questions, how to conduct a 12-week session, and then 2 posters and all the materials you need to conduct a class. You can obtain that host kit if you want to call toll-free. Institute on the Constitution's toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796, and our operators are standing by. I'd be glad to help you order a host kit or any other of the materials that we offer in our store. You can go to our web store by going to our website, iotconline.com. That website, again, for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. And there, click on the store button and go to the host kit, as well as you see many, many other materials. Recently, I've done a lecture on the federal land grab, how the federal government has stolen 640 million plus acres, mostly in the West, mostly west of the Mississippi, and is illegally holding those acres and illegally controlling them as ranchers and timber companies and other people find out they don't have the freedom to use that land, even though supposedly it belongs to the people of the United States. The federal government says, no, you're not going to work on this land, you're not going to take water and all that whole thing. The federal land grab is a DVD I recently produced on that whole subject. So there's many useful materials there in our web store. I encourage you to go iotconline.com or call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796. And as I said, Dr. Stan, we're very encouraged as people all over the country are conducting courses. Just talking with a friend in Southern California, conducting 2 courses this summer. He's got groups graduating. He's got a number of courses lined up for the fall. And we encourage people right now, this is the best time here in August, to get a host kit, review the materials, prepare, and gather friends, family, gather as many people as you can from your church, maybe even conduct the course in your church. Now's the time, as September is around the corner, a good time for people to start studying the Constitution and prepare to take America back. It's got to happen at the grassroots. You're not going to see this in the media. You're certainly not going to see this in the school system that's controlled by the globalists who don't want people to know the truth. It has got to be you and I, Americans, average Americans, saying, I am going to stand up and teach the truth. I am going to tell fellow Americans so that we can restore our constitutional republic. Well, as we go back and look at the details of the Declaration of Independence, one of the warnings they give us is that, you know, we shouldn't lightly or for transient causes change our form of government. Experience, prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And I would agree with that, except what we have in Washington, D.C., in their blatant violation of every aspect of our Constitution, they are not a legitimate government. They need to be replaced by representatives who do know and will follow the Constitution, and senators who do know and will follow the Constitution, and a president who does truly take an oath to the Constitution, and likewise the high Supreme Court, that are held accountable by the impeachment process, that whenever they step out of line and act unconstitutionally, that the Congress will slap them down by impeaching those judges that do so. We don't need to abolish our form of government. We simply need to return and restore this form of government. You know, our founders, when we look at the list here, we'll just go briefly survey the list of 28 reasons they separated from Great Britain. They said that the object that has been pursued invariably by the king evinces a design to reduce them, that is the colonies, under absolute despotism. And I dare say, Dr. Stan, in many of your other shows, you give plenty of evidence of this, that the design of Washington, D.C. against the American people today is to reduce us under absolute despotism. And that's a fact. It's not conjecture. That's what the New World Order wants to accomplish, is the enslavement of all the peoples of these 50 great states. And that we must resist. That we must fight. And we must set guards for our security, as they talked about in the Declaration, setting guards, new guards for their future security. So as they list the facts, they say, let us prove to the world, let the facts be submitted to a candid world, that this is what the king has done, refused to assent to laws most wholesome and necessary for the public good. And indeed, we have that in our day in spades. Look at most of the legislation coming out of Washington, D.C., indeed most of the legislation coming out of your state house and your individual 50 states. It is not to our benefit. In fact, it is not protecting our God-given rights. It is stripping us of them. They're doing the opposite of what government is charged to do. Furthermore, they say, number two, is forbidden as governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, as he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He's refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasion on the rights of the people. He refused for a long time after such dissolution to cause others to be elected.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back in a moment right here at the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Banner Home Medical Equipment and Banner in Greeley reminds listeners, in every person there is a living heritage with experiences and memories to share. Show you care by visiting an elderly neighbor, friend, or family member. Share an afternoon and learn about life from one or more of the most experienced people in the world. This is a reminder from Banner Home Medical Equipment and Banner in Greeley. Call them at 970-506-6420 and find out how their caring professionals can help you assist your loved ones.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. If you have a question for David, our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And David is simply talking about the importance of getting back to our Constitution. David, let's get the telephone numbers out to call if they want to get a host kit.
Our phone number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That's a toll-free number, 866-730-9796. You can call and get a host kit. It'll get to you this week, and you can begin to review the materials in preparation for a class that you can be doing in your community, perhaps at your church or perhaps some community center, gathering neighbors and friends together who, if they recognize that we are in desperate straits, and now is the time for every true patriot to stand up and fight. But the first thing you've got to know before you fight is what our form of government actually is. You need to know the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights. This course equips you as a host to help others come to understand our founders' view of law and government as well as a working knowledge of those founding documents. So we encourage people to get a host kit, start a class, be part of this restoration of true constitutional government in America.
Amen. Well, go right ahead, David.
We were talking about the 28 things our founders said that the king had done in violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. Another one on that list is he's made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. In other words, judges are going to do the will of the central government. And indeed, we see that is exactly what the Supreme Court and the federal judiciary as a whole, they do what their handlers want them to do in Washington, D.C. Oh, we're told that they're independent. Oh, you know, that they're not influenced politically. That's a bunch of hogwash, and we know that that is hogwash. All we need to do is look at their actions. They are obviously not independent. They are doing exactly what the Congress and the President want them to be doing, continuing the destruction of our constitutional rights, continuing to strip us. After all, if the purpose of government is to protect and secure your God-given right to property, how could the Supreme Court ever rule in a case as they did in Kelo v. New London, that governments are free to steal your property anytime they want? Because essentially Kelo v. New London says you can't own property in America any longer. All property belongs to the government, and it can take it anytime it wants. You're just a renter on the property owned by the government. That's essentially what that decision says. They're not independent at all, and that's exactly the criticism our founders leveled against the judges of their day. They went on to say, he, the king, has erected a multitude of new offices. Boy, think of that, the czars and all kinds of agencies of Washington, D.C. And then they continue in that complaint and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Oh, boy, there's a perfect description of Washington, D.C., with a whole alphabet soup list of agencies, whether it's OSHA or EPA or, you know, you just go on and on, IRS. You list the agencies of the Washington, D.C., and what's their purpose? Well, it's described right there. They're swarms, like bees, swarms of officers sent to harass us and to eat out our substance. We know that the control by Washington, D.C., of every single business in the country, down to the smallest little mom-and-pop shop, drives them out of business. It
strips them of their economic rights. It strips them of the purpose of government that is to help us secure those economic rights. Instead, you got the EPA breathing down your throat and OSHA breathing down your neck and IRS at your door. All of these agencies of Washington, D.C. are doing exactly what our founders separated from Great Britain to accomplish. So we're in the same place. Actually, I think it's accurate to evaluate our situation in light of our founders. We are in a worse place than they were when they signed this unanimous declaration of the 13 states. Because we have an oppressive government far worse than King George III ever dreamed he could be. In fact, you know, many people have joined the Tea Party, praise God for that. And the Tea Party reflects the original Tea Party. And the original Tea Party was only objecting to a very small tax on tea. Very small, maybe half of a percent or something like that. Well, we've got government taking 80% of our wealth. It's way nigh time that Americans woke up and said, enough of this tyranny. Government is not our friend. Government is not our helper. It is our enemy. It is stealing us blind. It is destroying our economy. It's destroying our culture. It's destroying our moral fabric. Everything that's good, it's destroying. As Ronald Reagan famously said, that the most feared words in America, and this is way back in the 80s, most feared words in America is, hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Today, that's laughable. We know if somebody's from the government, they're here to steal from us. They're here to pillage. They're here to destroy. They're not here to help us at all. They're here to help themselves to our pocketbook and take as much money as they possibly can from us. Well, they go on to the next complaint of the 28. He, the king, has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislature. Wow. There again, perfect description of what we have today. We have a standing army since World War II, completely unconstitutional. We see the terms of our Constitution requires that every 2 years there's a reauthorization of a declaration of war. Not what they did with Bush, saying, oh, Bush, you can go act and you can use force. That's not a declaration of war. In fact, there has not been a constitutional declaration of war since World War II. So not the Korean War, not Vietnam, not Grenada, not the whole list of things that's gone on since World War II. None of them are legal. All of them fit in this same complaint against the king that our founders had, that he's erected this standing army illegally without the consent of our legislatures. And the standing army is impoverishing us at the billion, I forget how many billion dollars, Dr. Stan, you probably know, how many billion dollars a week our military is sucking us dry. And many Americans, patriotic Americans, want to say, hey, we stand behind the troops, and I do. But the troops should be brought home instead of in 140 countries of the world that they're in. The troops should be protecting our borders, and the military should be shrunk to that which is necessary simply to defend us, not to be the policemen of the world, not to make make the world safe for democracy. All of that is contrary to the purpose for which the military exists, according to our United States Constitution. And so what we see that our founders were objecting to is exactly what our government has become in the past 40, 50 years, kept among us. And then they go on to say that he has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civilian power. And
hold up, we're out of time, David. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for the work you're doing.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and here's our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. I enjoyed the conversation, but you have to understand why our government is doing what it's doing. It's not our government. It's been taken over by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Not imaginary, very real. It's being run by the people at 58 68th Street in New York City at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters, and by their counterparts, one of their front organizations, the Trilateral Commission. And it is not by accident that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls. There's only about 78 in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, organized by David Rockefeller in 1973 as a front for the Council on Foreign Relations and the power elite who control our nation. Six of the eight chairmen of the presidents of the World Bank have come from its membership roles during this period of time, 77 to 2008. Certainly, eight of our 10 World Trade Representatives, seven of our 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of our Secretaries of Defense have come from the Trilateral Commission. They surround Barack Obama, but just as they did with surround George Bush, we have a ruling elite. How do we know? Well, Barry Goldwater, if you haven't read his book, we carry it. Use copies, admittedly, but on page 280, Barry Goldwater says, the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, but the Trilateral Commission is international. Its purpose is to gain control of the financial and commercial interests. He's talking of the world. And that by first seizing control of the government of the United States, seize control of the government of the United States. You need to get Barry Goldwater's With No Apologies. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talks on DVD, The Dark Secret and The Forbidden Secret, and the syllabuses go with them. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'll be speaking in Littleton, Colorado on the 17th of September. If you'd like more information, you can call our 800 number. We're having our all-day conference in the Monterey Bay on the 23rd of October. We usually have a contingent from Colorado. We hope we'll have one again this year. That's the 23rd of October. You can learn more about both items by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will go to our website, radioliberty.com. We have all sorts of books, all sorts of DVDs, CD sets, and, of course, they're essential for your education as to what's going on. If you're in a position to help financially so we can maintain our network of some 65 stations and outlets across America that we maintain, so at least every week some people are hearing the truth. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not able to help us financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There really are evil people. There really are people out there who worship Lucifer. And, of course, they want to use America to bring about Lucifer's plan for the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services.